church is a good reminder. Changes your perspective, doesn't it? You know, I just believe that miracles have taken place, and not only in our hearts and our spirits, but God is going before us. He is making those crooked places straight, those places that were impassable. I believe you're going to see that God is going to take you right through those places that you depend on Him this morning. Amen. Think big. Let's act big, because we serve a big God. You know, all through life, we're going to face decisions. We're going to face challenges. We're going to need God to help us. You know, when you think about it, as you become an adult, there's so many decisions to make. What school you're going to go to, what vocation you're going to try to go after, who you're going to marry, what house you're going to buy, how to save your money, how to spend your money, how to invest your money, how to have a good relationship, good marriage, raise your children. I mean, there are so many decisions that we make just on a daily basis, not even to mention the large decisions, the decision that can alter our life. We make decisions all day long. And you know, when we think about it, if we just realize all the decisions that we make, it could be overwhelming. You may be standing at the threshold of a decision today. You may be wondering, how do you reach out to that child who is off course? How do you resurrect this marriage? How do you pay your bills? There may be some major decisions today, but can I tell you, God doesn't want you to be overwhelmed by the decisions of life. The Bible says that Jesus is the power and the wisdom of God. If you have Jesus Christ, then you have all power and all wisdom to make the right choices. You see, you are not powerless. You are not a victim, but you're a victor. Chase after Jesus. See, if you go in the direction of wisdom, God will do things you can't do. Amen. You see, sometimes we take it upon ourselves and we struggle. You see, we may have the power and wisdom on the inside of us, but sometimes it sure doesn't feel like it, does it? It seems impossible. Those decisions seem very weighty. And if we don't make the right one, we may not get to the place we're supposed to be. See, we all want to take plan A, don't we? Nobody wants to take plan B. Although we have a great God, He'll get you to plan B, C, D, whatever it takes, He'll take you there. But we all want to go plan A. But sometimes it's very difficult. And I believe God wants us to understand it's not exactly the situation that we need to pray about, but it's the wisdom for the situation. It's the wisdom. We need wisdom. I think about King Solomon. He was a young king when he took the throne. His father David had died and he was his successor. And David was representing and ruling and reigning over a nation that had been from Abraham's time. God had given the Israelites lands and ruled nations, and now it was on the shoulders of Solomon. His father had died, so he was his successor. The scholars tell us that he was probably 19 or 20 years old when he took the throne. He had the weight of the world on him. How do I rule these people? I'm 19 years old. How much can you know at 19 years old? He was questioning and wondering and feeling the weight of this. And one night God appeared to him in a dream and said, Solomon, what can I do for you? What can I give you? What do you need, Solomon? Can you imagine if God appeared to you at night and in an impression in the dream and said, what do you need? I mean, 1,000 things would go through your mind, right? A new car would be great, God. How about that promotion I've been waiting for? Man, God, I'm waiting to get married. That's a big decision in itself, isn't it? Just to figure out what we need. This is what the young king answered. He said, God, what I need is your wisdom. I need your wisdom to rule the nations that you've given me. I need your wisdom to make the right decisions. You see, he could have asked for money. He could have asked for fame. He could have asked for long life. He could have said, God, you know what? I want people to respect me. I want them to know that I'm king, God. He could have asked for a number of things. But somehow, he realized Wisdom is the big picture. Wisdom is what I need. See, God was so pleased with his answer. God not only gave him wisdom, but God gave him power, influence, and great riches. You see, wisdom is the big picture. The Bible says in James 1:5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God for it. God won't find fault in you asking. He'll give it to you generously if you believe. You see, sometimes we think that God's mad at us because we haven't made the right decision. We haven't handled it the right way. But God is saying, I don't hold anything against you. I'm not going to find fault in the way you did it yesterday. Ask me for my wisdom today, and I will give it to you generously and lavishly. If Solomon needed wisdom, we need wisdom. We may never rule nations, but we are sent here to rule and reign on this earth. And if we're going to have power and influence, we're going to have God's wisdom. See, we need to chase after wisdom. The Bible says, though it costs you all you have, go after it. Chase after wisdom. You see, sometimes we think, God, if you'll just give me a break in my finances, God, if you'll just bring this money in so I can pay my bills, that's going to fix my problems. God, if you'll just help me in this area with my coworker, man, God, they're holding me back. People are criticizing me. See, we look at the one thing, but God is saying, no, you need my wisdom. You need my instruction. You see, wisdom sees the big picture. Maybe we don't pray, God, bring me that money, but we say, God, give me wisdom on how to pay my bills, how to do the things you want me to do, how to handle my coworker, how to have a better relationship, how to raise my children. God, I need wisdom. You see, it's interesting because small adjustments can make huge differences. You see, if you want wisdom, the Bible says that in Proverbs 2:6 that it, the Lord gives the wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Sometimes we ask advice of someone else, and it's good to have advisors. You know, in a multitude of counselors, there is wisdom, but don't ever ask someone else for advice without asking God first. Don't ever seek man's advice when you got the wisdom of God. It's interesting because we live in the age of information. We can get information at the tip of our fingers. We can send information. We can receive information. There is a plethora of information out there. But still, society is fighting. People are divided. They don't know how to be happy. See, it's not information, but it's revelation that we need. It's God's divine inspiration. You see, wisdom is applying the knowledge of God. Wisdom comes by understanding and knowledge and applying it to our life. See, you can know a lot of things. You can have tons of information. You can even know God's word. You can sit in the service today. But you know what? If you don't apply it, it's not going to do you any good. See, it's not what you know. It's what you do with what you know. You see, you may know a lot today. It may be all up here. Ask God to give you wisdom to let it be applied to your life. You see, if you need wisdom, one of the best places to go is the book of Proverbs. It was written by King Solomon himself, the king who asked for wisdom, and God gave it to him. It's a book that's full of advice. It's full of life lessons. It is simple in its form, easy to digest, and easy to apply. That's what wisdom is. It's not some complex information. It's just a simple revelation of God that we can apply to our everyday lives. Can I remind you that God's word changes things? See, the Bible says that the mysteries are hidden with Jesus Christ. See, they are not hidden from us. They're hidden in us. And if we will begin to ask God for his wisdom and revelation and seek it above all things, I believe our finances, our relationships will line up with God's word. They'll line up. See, God said you have everything you need for life and godliness. See, God is concerned about your finances. He's concerned about your life. He is concerned about the things you're concerned about. But let me tell you something. He is all wisdom and power. He sees it from up here. We see it from down here. Have you ever heard that old saying, you can't see the forest for the trees? Well, see, God sees the big picture. And if we will ask him for his wisdom and direction, I believe that we will get understanding. And can I tell you this about the book of Proverbs? You should read it and reread it and read it and reread it. It's powerful nuggets of truth for your life. But it's interesting. We want wisdom to be downloaded. Hey, and it's great when God does that, when he gives you wisdom and you get the answer. A download from heaven is amazing. But can I tell you that wisdom sometimes comes in the form of correction? We have to be humble to receive God's wisdom. We have to always be open to learn. We can't be above it all. We have to know that God is always trying to direct us and lead us in wisdom. Have you ever had someone tell you something and it almost made you mad because you knew it was the truth? Joel does it to me all the time. Don't kill the messenger. See, God can bring wisdom to you in many different ways. That's why he says ask for wisdom. See, I believe he wants us to ask for wisdom so that we'll incline our ear to wisdom, so that we'll seek after it. We'll look for it. Look for it like you're looking for a treasure. Don't kill the messenger. It might make you upset to hear it. But no, those small adjustments can make major differences. God is a God of wisdom. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. It says it in Matthew. And all these things will be added unto you. Maybe we should say it like this. Seek first the wisdom of God. Because that's what Solomon did. He was looking to rule God's kingdom. He was saying, God, I need your wisdom to take what you've given me and push it forward. It's your turn. It's your turn. You're standing in your turn right now. And I want you to ask God for wisdom. Don't get so far down in the nitty-gritty that you can't see the big picture. The Bible says that this world was founded on the wisdom of God. And our life needs to be founded on that same wisdom. Because God is going to take us where we need to be. It's our turn to ask for his wisdom. Amen? Amen.
Thanks for watching this message. I hope you enjoyed it. We upload new videos every week to keep you inspired and encouraged. So don't forget to hit the like button and make sure you subscribe to our channel.
Let us know in the comments below how this message has encouraged you. We would love to hear from you. We're praying for you and your family. We'll see you next time.